everyone, welcome to the NRF1 podcast. I know what you're thinking, two podcasts in 2 weeks. It's phenomenal, but you know, we've got some making up to do, so that's fair enough. My name is Michael Bailey. Once again, I'm joined by Richard Baxter, Stephen Rust and Kyle Cumbers to look ahead to the Singapore Grand Prix, round 13 of the FIA Formula One World Championship, I think. I've got it down in here, brackets 13, so I'm assuming it's 13.
Yeah.
13 then. Lucky for who, hey boys, lucky for who. Let's just touch on some news, shall we? I don't know if this is news. These are just really the leftover bits that we didn't talk about last time. Nico Hülkenberg has signed a new 2-year contract. He's staying at Force India. That's, of course, Le Mans winner, Nico Hülkenberg. We like that, do we? I mean, he always seems to need to move on from Force India, and then they improve, and then he goes back and it doesn't quite happen. But at the moment, they're tying it all in.
Yeah, I mean,
that's Richard Baxter, by the way.
Yes, it's me. Hülkenberg, I mean, the top teams haven't really got any spaces open. I mean, I might be jumping the gun here, but Williams also confirmed their driver lineup. Ferrari have also confirmed theirs, and Mercedes obviously keeping the same. So, I mean, there's not really any way he can move up to. Staying where he is probably the best thing for him to do right now, and I'm pleased for him and hope that Force India can keep pushing forwards, because they're having a pretty good season so far. So,
are you an Eco fan?
Yeah, I liked it. I'd like to see him at a top team. I think he would be potentially another Vettel, really, if he was at a top team and with a decent car. I thought at one stage he might possibly end up at Ferrari next season. But I thought a lot of that hung on whether Raikkonen wanted to sort of stay on or not. But I think Ferrari like to have a definite number two driver, not like to just chuck a couple of, you know, possibly number ones and let them sort it out. So I think they were probably quite happy to keep Kimi on if he wanted to. But I thought it was ironic with points last year, Kimi was sort of saying, I'll probably just retire, you know, after my contract finishes. And now they've started to do better, he's decided to stay on.
He's such a racing driver, isn't he? That's the thing. Thank you, Steve. That's Steve Rust. I haven't done personal introduction. So let's bring around to you, Kyle. Now, you tweeted. What did I see you tweet? I saw you tweet that with Kimi staying, possibly with Williams and Nico, that what's next for the driver merry-go-round, which is the next big move, but maybe we're not going to get one.
Doesn't look like it, is it? I thought Williams was the one, if they were going to keep Massa, but they decided to do that. So there's not much else really happening, really, is that me?
Oh no!
Haas is the next one, which I saw a rumour. Grosjean is a strong favourite now.
Well, let's bring that on, shall we? Because they did put out to tender for some new Formula One teams. No one was good enough, which is either a sad indictment of Formula One or maybe says more about other things. But Haas will be racing from 2016, is that right?
Yep. But is all going well?
It is going well, is it? And I suppose they're looking at who's going to race for them. So is that where they're at? And building a car. They need a car.
Which is being built in Italy, I believe, most of it. But yeah, you imagine there'll be a Ferrari link to their driver. So I quite like to see Vern back in
F1. From Formula E.
So obviously he's got his Ferrari link. And maybe Grosjean. Do drivers see the Haas drivers possibly a way into Ferrari with them being Ferrari B team? It might be a good seat. We don't really know at the moment. But also, they're probably like an American driver, being an American team. So, but is there any good enough American drivers? That's probably best one, but is he good enough? I don't really know.
Alexander Rossi, an American female driver, maybe.
Danica.
Maybe.
Possibly, yeah.
I think I saw something saying she doesn't really fancy Formula One. But it's such a shame. I wish we had, you know, some females racing properly. I know Susie Wolf is practice and what have you, but I don't think she's going to get anywhere near it, sadly.
No. I think, especially when it was earlier this year, Bottas had the injury, didn't they? And Sutil was then officially the reserve driver.
Quick, we've got a huge loophole here. We need to sort this out really quickly. Haas is going to have Ferrari engines then, is that the deal?
Ferrari engines and pretty much a Ferrari B team, really.
So. And not to keep, you know, quizzing you on this, Kyle, but are we looking at them coming in and being, you know, a couple of seconds off Marussia, and, you know, see how things go?
I think the idea is that they'll be a mid-pack team. Don't expect to win, but will be competitive
straight off the bat.
I think there's a fair amount of Ferrari in that car, so they should be competitive.
Just give them, you know, 2015 Ferrari car and see how they go, I suppose. Couldn't you, really?
Yeah, in a way, yeah. So yeah, I think it's way forward for Formula One to allow teams to come in this way.
And you have written about that before on the blog, nrf1.uk / Kyle blogs, I think, or blog Kyle, one or the other, but yeah, you'll find it.
Because obviously the whole Hispania, Lotus, Caterham, Marussia, Virgin, whatever they were called at the time, experiment didn't really work. So
no,
they got to try something else, really. So,
but we enjoyed it. In this part of the world, we enjoyed it. So Singapore, only three drivers have won at Singapore since it returned to the calendar in 2008.
That's a good
stat. Thanks. Who were they?
Lewis Hamilton.
Correct.
Vettel.
Correct.
Ooh. Alonso.
Correct.
Well, because of Crashgate 2008.
Good memory.
2008? Yes, it was
2008. Yeah. Oof. Well done, boys. That's good work. Shows that we know what we're talking about. So Lewis has won there once before, I think.
More than that.
Maybe twice. It might be twice now I'm thinking about it.
I think he's actually won more than any other driver there.
I think Vettel's won most there. He's won loads, old Seb.
He won 2008. Sorry, not 2009.
And the rubbish McLaren.
Yeah, and then he won last year. And I think Vettel won all the ones in between. But I guess then in that case, Lewis is going to win again. Yeah? Anyone want to say anything different? Or should we go straight for the most important weekend for? Because it's probably not that important for Lewis, is it really? As we've already ascertained in the other podcast, he can finish second in every race or not finish and he'll be fine. So who's this an important week on for?
Nico.
Rosberg.
Oh, yeah.
He's just got to pull a result out of the bag now before it's too late, really, because there's not too many races left and he hasn't got double points to save him this year.
He has just become a daddy. We didn't mention that in the other podcast, did he, Nico? So maybe he's just, you know, he's not fussed anymore.
And Vettel's a second time dad as well, so
they did have a busy summer then.
It's very different lives, isn't it? Nico Rosberg and Lewis Hamilton living at the moment.
Very, very different. That has been pointed out, I think.
But I think it's at the time of recording this, Red Bull don't seem to have an engine for next year, so it might be quite an important weekend off track for Red Bull to try and get some sort of engine deal, because I think Mercedes said they don't want to offer him an engine. And Ferrari have been a bit reluctant, so, and obviously they're burning bridges with Renault quickly, so.
They've announced that now, haven't they?
Yeah.
They've actually announced that they're parting company with Renault next year.
So, and yeah, they're almost at the point of Red Bull. I've noticed that with Christian Horner saying, well, you know, clearly we want a Mercedes engine, but Mercedes don't really want to give them one, so the negotiations for that are going to be really weird, aren't they?
I think it's a bit of a worry, really. I mean,
well, if they haven't got an engine and it drags on and you get to November time and it's not sorted, you're almost going to have people go, well, let's can it.
You can imagine it.
They have threatened that, haven't they? They have said if we can't get a competitive engine, whether it's a Mercedes or whether Renault sorts themselves out, they have said we'll leave the sport.
Oh! Call up Cosmo quickly.
Okay, are they still going? have we got one of those engines from 4 years ago? I think it'll still work.
That'll be fine.
Oh dear. Well, yeah, it's a serious point, isn't it? And I suppose if it did work out like that, they could blame the demise of the team on the engine situation. And
just blame Renault for forget about the four world titles they won together. Yeah, just blame them.
Blame them for everything. It was all their fault. Well, there we go then. I think I agree with that. And of course, Singapore is one of those weekends where deals get done. As they say, that's what they'll all say before the race weekend. The deals get done at Singapore, so we'll see how it pans out. So, as you all know, possibly the astute ones amongst you, it's been a long time since we've done any predictions. So, bear with me. I will be as quick as I can. Belgium. I predicted that Raikkonen would qualify in the top four, which he didn't. I then said he'd be on the podium, which he didn't. I said that Lotus would pick up no points, and bizarrely, Romain Grosjean ended up on the podium. I said Force India would have two cars in the top eight. I think they only had one. And Ricciardo would finish ahead of Kvyat in the race, which didn't happen. That is a blank. Complete blank. Don't you laugh at me, Kyle. Just you wait. Rich, you said that Rosberg will be on pole. Don't forget this is in Belgium. That Hamilton would win. One of those two happened. You said there'd be a Williams on the podium, which didn't happen. A Force India would have one in the top five, which it did. Good shout. That Raikkonen would finish ahead of Vettel, which also happened because of Vettel's tyre blow-up.
Which also got me the Force India in the top five as well, I believe.
It did. Oh, blooming heck.
It all changed on the last lap, basically.
That weekend.
Yeah. How many cuts were there again, and where were you? Yeah, quite. So you had a very good weekend in Belgium of it.
I was in Grassy Knoll with
your own conspiracy theories now. Kyle, you said Rosberg would be on pole. McLaren would have two cars in the points. Yeah, right. Red Bull would not be in Q3, which they were, and Vettel would be in the top two, which he was but didn't. So sadly, you also had a blank weekend. Then Johnny Parfitt, good evening there, Johnny. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for tweeting in your predictions for Belgium. I'm sorry that they didn't quite get registered by ourselves until now, but he went for the big one, Johnny. He predicted the whole race classified finish. Amazing.
He did a DT.
He did a Dave Tillier, exactly. Now, I've given him 10 kudos points for this, which is a fair point. Sadly, as by the very nature of it, it's very hard to do. I don't even want to know what the odds are. But he did say Hamilton would win, so it was a good start. Vettel second. I mean, he was on for that. Rosberg third. I guess he was on for that as well, wasn't he? Was he? Where was Vettel? Vettel behind Rosberg? Or ahead?
Yes, Vettel was, yeah, he was behind him.
Okay.
Yeah.
But catching, maybe. Maybe not. Well, anyway, I'm confusing myself there. But it was a long time ago. But Johnny's, yeah. So Vettel second, Rosberg third, Bottas fourth, Raikkonen fifth, Hülkenberg sixth, Ricciardo seventh, Kvyat eighth, Alonso ninth, Verne tenth, Grosjean 11th, Sainz 12th, Ericsson 13th, Mary 14th, Stevens 15th. Sadly, Hamilton was the only one that was right out of those. But then DNFs for Maldonado, he's your bankers, Nasser, Perez and Massa and Button. Did DNF? Did Button DNF?
Probably.
Can we check?
No, he didn't. Because he made a brilliant comment over the team radio, commentating during the race, wasn't he? Saying why aren't the other ones ahead pitted again? Because he was catching them, I think, at the time. So he was just commentating behind the... I think he'd been lapped at that point, but there was like six cars in front he was commentating on, which was brilliant at the time.
Fantastic. Oh, I missed that.
With the Vettel whole thing, I think Rosberg was second, Vettel was third, Grosjean fourth, Vettel tyre, kaboom, Grosjean passed, bang.
Because Vettel had a really poor qualifying, didn't he? It was like eighth or ninth, wasn't
he? That's right.
Yeah, so he made his way back. Right. Yeah.
Well, and also, Johnny said that Maldonado would get a penalty for crashing into someone, which I don't think he did. He just hit the bump and sort of shut his car down, which was fairly stupid.
Yeah. He did crash in free practice quite hard, didn't he? I think as well.
Did he have a penalty?
Yeah,
no, I didn't mean he did, but he just crashed.
Fair enough. So, a colossal effort, Johnny. Well done. Appreciated. Keep them coming, too. Feel free to make them slightly easier on yourself. But well done, 2 out of 21 is probably better than I would have managed. So now on to Italy, to Monza. Now, because of the lack of a podcast, Rich, you were really the only person to make predictions, but also Sam Todd up on Twitter as well made some predictions. So Rich, you said two Ferraris in the top three. No,
I was feeling confident after qualifying.
Yeah,
and it didn't.
Vern, you did, I must just add, everyone made these predictions before FP1 because they're the rules. Two Ferraris in the top three, no. Verstappen in the top seven, sadly not. The pole sitter wouldn't be P1 at the end of the first lap, which is I liked it, but it wasn't, it didn't happen. And Force India to have two cars in the points,
yes,
nailed that one. And Grosjean in the top five, which obviously didn't last very long. So 1 out of 5 for you. Sam Todd, back in the prediction fold. Good to have you, Sam. Keep them coming, because you're pretty good at it, I have to say. A non-Mercedes car to lead into turn one wasn't true, but a Mercedes to win the race was. A Ferrari podium was. Two Toro Rosses in the points, no, but Button to finish ahead of Alonso in the race was. So, after 12 rounds, Kyle, you lead. Still, Sam Todd is in second place. And now he's had two goes, so he's backing it up with appearances. I'm third, just about, ahead of Rich. Steve, you're fifth, but of course, you know, you're playing catch-up, I know that. And, you know, today, it only takes one good roll, and I know what you're like. With you and Kyle are like the oracles here. And then it's Josh, Johnny Parfitt, straight in at seventh, and dear Ped at the bottom of the field. But we need to get Ped back in. I'll keep asking him. Well, we'll get him back in. So anyway, predictions time. Steve, do you want to have a go? Has it been a while? Do you want to go first?
I thought, as I'm sort of massively behind, I thought probably the easiest thing for me to do is predict which...
Oh, I remember these now.
No, I thought I was going to do which driver will finish ahead of each other, or all the teams. I thought I'll just do that and leave it at that.
I like it.
Keep it sort of simple, but hopefully effective. So, with Mercedes, Hamilton in front of Rosberg... Probably.
Duh.
Yeah. Ferrari, Vettel in front of Raikkonen, Williams, Bottas in front of Massa, Lotus, well, if they finish or even start, Grosjean in front of Maldonado, Red Bull, Ricciardo in front of Kvyat, Manor, Will Stevens in front of Merry, McLaren, well, yeah, a bit hopeful, but Alonso in front of Button, I think. Toro Rosso, where are we? Verstappen. I shouldn't have abbreviated that. Verstappen in front of Sainz. Sauber, Ericsson in front of NASA. And Force India, Hülkenberg in front of Perez.
There we go.
Well, I could chuck in another one, I suppose, couldn't I?
Of course you can.
It's got to be one that's going to be a good bet. The race will be held at night time.
Yeah, I don't know. I think. Nice try, Sunny Jim. Who wants to go next then?
I'll chuck some out. As soon as we started this, I thought, I haven't made any predictions, so I quickly...
Oh, no! Quickly, you're out of the habit of doing your pre-pod predictions.
So I think these are a bit risky, some of them, but I'm going to say a McLaren to score points.
Oh. Yeah, that is risky. Steve's laughing over in the corner.
If they're as grippy as they say through the corners, and Singapore being a street circuit, then you never know.
Yeah, I mean, all they need to do then is finish the race.
Absolutely. I'm going to say both Lotuses to finish in points. One Red Bull in the top five. I'm going to say there will be a safety car. And no Sauber in the points.
No Sauber in the points. Having bigged up Marcus Ericsson, you take it away with the other hand.
Well, they seem to be doing quite well on the more open, quicker flowing circuits, where in Singapore is, I suppose, tighter street.
Technical.
Yeah, that's the word.
Like it. Good work. Happy?
Yeah, I think.
You think so. Kyle?
I was also going to go McLaren in the points, but...
Good Lord.
Might have saved me, so I'll leave that one out. Go for the banker of Hamilton, pole and win. I'm going to go for Red Bull on the podium. I think they'll be quite strong there. I think Verstappen in the top eight. Is that acceptable?
Yeah. It wasn't last time.
So. True. Also going to force India to score more points than Williams.
Ooh, kudos point for that one.
And also the Sauber bashing, Ericsson out in Q1.
Poor Marcus. Done?
Yep, all done. Yep.
You had yours already written down, didn't you? Well, so now we switch to me, and I've got to think of these off the top of my head. Just beware. See, I'm a bit annoyed that my no Lotus points prediction, having made it 2 weeks, then came true on the third week. So I should have made that for... But I think there will be no Lotus points at Singapore. I do think Lewis will be... On pole.
He's got blonde hair, so you could call him Lois if you like.
I was thinking more of the real Slim Shady, but.
Oh, dear Lord. Lewis to win the race, and he'll be on pole as well. I'm absolutely sure about that. I think the third car on the podium will be Sebastian Vettel. I don't think there'll be any particular surprises there, because I guess that would mean that Nico is the other car. So yeah, I'm saying that Nico and Vettel will be on the podium as well. I'm not necessarily saying in which order. I also feel that Hülkenberg will finish ahead of Perez, but both cars, both Force Indias, will be in the points again, and that McLaren will have two more DNFs. Ouch. And with that, I think we're done. Thank you so much, gents, for your time. Really appreciate it. Thanks to Rich, Steve, and to Kyle. Thank you to all you for listening out there. All the usual places to get in touch, please do it on Twitter at @TheNRF1, facebook.com/NRF1podcast, the website nrf1.uk, and we'll do some blogs. How long have we got to wait until Singapore, gents? Is it in
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Is it back to back?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
Japan, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh God, really?
Season's going. Japan's around the corner.
Gosh,
that used to be the finale. Yeah.
Can Lewis
back in the United States?
Could Lewis win the championship come to Japan?
No.
It has it moved forward a little bit, isn't it? There are more races after Japan.
Russia's still to come. Mexico, haven't we?
Seven races I think left.
Could he win it in America?
Oh, he'd love that, wouldn't he?
Yeah. In LA and change his hair colour again.
To red.
Did you see those burnouts when he turned up on his bike? Yeah, at the track. It's pretty cool, isn't it? That's what F1 driver should do, shouldn't it? Just turn up and...
See? He's got it. He's got it made.
I still think James Hunt's version was better. Just kind of come walking out of a hotel with a beer, a cigarette and a woman and jump in a car and go...
Those for the day. I think Lewis is quite close to doing that, to be honest. I don't think it'll take much more. Right, yeah, they're all the things to get in touch with us. We'll have some blogs, I promise. These gents will write some blogs. I will write a blog. And we'll tuck all that away on the website. And if you haven't subscribed, you can do so. Thanks to Acast, who hosts the podcast. You can listen to it there. And also on iTunes, you can subscribe. And if there's anywhere else people want the podcast, let me know. I'm on Twitter at Michael J. Bailey. Two of these guys are on Twitter. Kyle?
At Kcumbers.
And Rich?
At Bax_kid.
Yep. And Steve, you're still not quite there, are you?
Nope.
And the Ask Steve hashtag never took off, which we still find really disappointing. So if anyone wants to ask Steve a question for his thoughts on Formula One or life in general, I guess, within reason, just send a tweet with the hashtag Ask Steve. We will press him on the next podcast for his answer. We'll look forward to that. Right, let's wrap it up. Gents, thank you so much again for your time. Thank you to all you for listening. Enjoy the Singapore Grand Prix and all the news that comes out of it, because I think there might be a bit. We'll see you on the other side. Bye for now.